This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Saturday, March 9th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Around 6:50 a.m. on Saturday morning, the Colorado Springs Fire Department says they got calls from residents who were smelling smoke in the hallway of an apartment complex on Dortmund Drive. Upon arrival, they found an apartment on fire, and at least one child was rescued from the affected apartment. That child was taken to the hospital with critical injuries and remains in critical condition. The fire department also says one cat was found dead as a result of the fire. Multiple residents have been displaced by the fire and are being assisted by the American Red Cross. The cause of it remains under investigation. Officials with El Paso County's District 49 are discussing policies which would prohibit students from having cell phones in the classroom. During a meeting on Thursday night, a potential collaborative policy which would be implemented across the district was discussed. Some said that cell phones are a distraction for learning, while others say that taking phones away from students would limit students from being able to interact socially with one another. No decisions were made officially during the meeting, as the district says it is continuing to gather feedback from students, staff, parents, and community members. Club Q owner Matthew Hayes tells KRDO 13 Investigates the club will reopen at its original location sometime in the future. In the meantime, the ownership group is opening an LGBTQ+ lounge inside the Satellite Hotel despite some recent pushback. Last week, five new members were elected to the 9-person Satellite Hotel board, including newly elected President Hayward Regano. Regano says their platform was against the Q. The Q will open soon and stay at the Satellite Hotel at least until its lease expires. That's in 3 years. After that, its future is up in the air, as the current board says they will not be renewing the lease. Hundreds of people shaved their heads at Rampart High School on Friday, as all in part of an effort to raise money for cancer patients. It's not just teachers who shaved their heads, but the students did as well. Elementary, middle school, and high school students at Academy District 20 all gathered on Friday and helped raise more than $35,000 for cancer research. A popular speakeasy and brewery in downtown Colorado Springs is now closed. Lee Spirits Company and its popular tasting room, Brooklyn's on Boulder Street, has closed after more than 10 years in the community. The owners say the decision to close was due to prolonged impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Saturday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Clear skies for the rest of the evening, and temperatures in the 40s, cooling down to the 30s. Tonight we'll have clear skies and cold temperatures with lows in the teens and 20s, 23 degrees for Colorado Springs. Looking ahead for Sunday, looking at sunshine, mild and dry with a high of 58 degrees and light northwesterly winds. And then Monday and Tuesday, lots of sunshine, highs near 60. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, much cooler with rain and snow showers, highs near 40. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings, KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio, or anytime at KRDO.com.